Listen to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show online live at WNSR.com.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. As I was mentioning going into the break, earlier this week on Wednesday, it was such a pleasure to be able to visit with Drew Pearson, the lone senior finalist for this year's class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Dallas Cowboys legend. The same thing and the same feeling for me with visiting with our next guest. Certainly admired him as a player, one of my favorite Atlanta Braves players of all time. I just wish it was under different circumstances. The Roadrunner himself, Ralph Garr, teammate of Hank Aaron's as well, joining us. Ralph, first of all, thank you for taking the time out to visit with us today.
Hey, well, I don't like being on because Hank is left here, but I tell you one thing. I just thank God that you called, and it's just good. He's a loved human being, so it's a good thing. I'm glad that y'all called. I'm glad I'm able to talk.
Thank you so much. When you heard the news, I mean, I have to be honest, I cried. You know,
my son, but his son called me and put on my phone early. I'm talking about and then he called me again. He and his son and kids are just like, I'm just like a father to them. We all just very close.
I remember when I was 10, 2 days prior to the start of the 74 season, the Braves, after they broke camp, they played an exhibition game in Birmingham, and I was able to go to it at the age of 10. But that whole off season from 73 to 74, and remember, I was a kid growing up in the time when I was too young to remember JFK being assassinated, but, you know, right. Robert Kennedy Jr., Martin Luther King Jr. getting right. assassinated in 68, I honestly felt that somebody was going to assassinate Hank Aaron between 73 and 74. I really did.
Yeah.
I mean, here he is
right.
one home run short, and you know as well as I do, a lot of crazies in the South back then.
And to talk to me, my brother, you're so right. But I just hope we can just, but they would, I have to give them, they're going to get a whole world credit. They was admired for him because so many people loved him that love overtook the fear and love brought him thus far.
What was that like for you? I mean, I go back to your start. I mean, you were Grambling. I got to throw some love for Grambling out there.
Right.
You were a legend at Grambling, led
right.
the country in batting, .585 batting average. But, you know, your first opportunity to be around legends, how about the fact that not only the football coach, but he was AD at the time, the late Eddie Robinson. So you had
right.
some experiences with Eddie Robinson and Hank Aaron, so a lot of legends in your lifetime.
Oh, man, and President Ralph Waldo Emerson Jones was the baseball coach, and it was just wonderful, man, tremendous.
What were your conversations like with Hank Aaron? I go back to the early 70s, and at that time, you know, everybody felt like it was going to be, like, especially in 71, felt like it was going to be Willie Mays, who got to home run 600 before Hank Aaron. Everybody just assumed
right.
it was going to be Willie Mays, and me personally as a Braves fan, I was like having none of that. What were those conversations like as Hank Aaron continued to hit home runs, the 40-plus in 73? What was those conversations like with you, all the pressures that he was under, the death threats, the hate mail? What were those conversations like?
He lived his life just like he played baseball. He loved baseball. He had the utmost respect for baseball, and he treated us the same way. He didn't never complain and gripe about nothing. He was always thankful and blessed that he was able to get a chance to play ball. He was one of the most humble, greatest human beings you ever want to meet in your life. Now, he was a marvelous, fabulous baseball player, but he was even a better human being.
You know, it's interesting. This was the latter part of his career when you joined the Atlanta Braves. And I look at you, I look at a Dusty Baker. I'm not going to say you were like sons to him because I think that Hank probably wouldn't have thought of himself being that old. So I'm going to say
right.
you two were like younger brothers to Hank Aaron during that time.
Right, right. Well, he was so good. It's just no way to explain it. You know what I'm saying? And he was such a terrific baseball player. And him, he was so much fun, you know. If you got to know him, he wasn't no boisterous and loud and draw a lot of attention to things, but he was very sincere and serious about life, period. And he would always try his best to steer you in the right direction all the time. And he didn't believe in all this prejudice stuff and hating nobody or mad because somebody this or somebody that. He just thanked God that he was able to get the opportunity and able to take advantage of the situation.
I was able to reach out, and over the years, you know, my first real job after college, I was the media relations director for the then AAA team for the Reds here in Nashville, the Nashville Sounds. And during that time frame and afterwards, I got really close with Phil Niekro. And unfortunately,
right.
We lost Phil Niekro back, one of your teammates as well, back in December. Earlier today,
I was close to him, too.
Well, earlier today, I talked to his wife, Nancy Niekro, and she sends her love to you as well. And she has
right.
so many fond memories, especially of those early 70s Braves team, and you were part of that as well.
That's exactly right. My wife and Nancy are real close, and I'm so glad you told her hello and everything, and that's what it's all about.
You know, we go back to that time frame. Did you... And we all knew it, especially outside of baseball, how special that was when you're talking about it was a record that was never supposed to be broken. You know, you as a player, you know, certainly appreciating what you're able to witness. At the same time, you're playing the game and you just want to make sure that your career is going the right direction as well. What was it like to be able to just to witness greatness at that time?
Well, that's the year I won the batting title. Everybody was,
right.
was happy about Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth record, and they weren't paying much attention to me, and I ended up winning that league batting title. I give Hank all the credit for me winning that batting title in 1974.
How important was it, too, to keep pressure off all of you? Because he certainly took on the pressure, and it allowed you guys to relax, especially for the younger players, a chance to just relax and play the game.
Well, you know, he would sort of ease by himself and everything, but we never did, really. He never did dump nothing out to say this or say that. Now, we knew he'd get some bad letters and stuff and everything, but he never did come in the clubhouse or say nothing in front of nobody. Everything was hush hush. If you'd have been around, you would have never felt it was anything wrong because he never did let on with nothing wrong. But he was serious about the whole situation, and he took pride in it. You know what I'm saying? And he tried to do everything he could to do it right, and he did.
You know, it's really sad too. I go back to the fact that. You know, here he has a chance after he ties Babe Ruth's record on the opening day at Cincinnati. You know, I hear stories, you know, years later that, you know, his daughter was a student at Fisk University here in Nashville, and she had to have protection from the FBI because it wasn't just the death threats for Hank Aaron. It was the death threats for his family members as well. And I just can't imagine what that entire family had to endure, especially that final year or two.
Well, no. We really don't have to, you know. And I know that Mr. Aaron and we had desperate and all this, but look at what just happened at the White House. I'm talking, it's just bad. It's just a lot of bad people. It ain't got nothing to do with color. It's just some bad people in the world that don't stand for nothing good. I don't know what they want, but I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm saying. They not black and it's black and white, blue on it ain't a black man against a white man or white and black. It's just people that disrespect one another that's terrible to me. We all in this together whether we want to be or not. We got to have more respect for one another and care and help. Because this pandemic is killing us, man, wearing us out. So we need one another to pull together to try to help this, too.
One of the things that really stands out to me, you know, being at Tennessee State as far as Associate AD, you know, got a chance to spend a lot of time in Atlanta every year. We'd play one of the classic football games there
right.
In the Georgia Dome. And so I got a chance to be around a lot of those reporters and a lot of friends of Hank Aaron. And I go back just the difference that Hank Aaron made, not just in the Atlanta community,
man.
But just all the people he inspired. I mean, you shared a story with me earlier today and you know, what you're doing as far as with the Atlanta Braves, and you still have
right.
thanks to Hank Aaron for that.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. He the one gave me my job with the Braves after I got out of baseball, and I wouldn't take nothing for it. And the Braves, I tell you, I have to give them credit. They have been a wonderful organization to me and my family, and Henry Aaron has been a tremendous part of that. He and Mr. Paul Snyder and the owners of the Braves they have been a wonderful organization for me and my family to work with. But without Henry and Mr. Paul Snyder, this wouldn't have happened. But I'm so happy to be a part of it and glad to know that Henry Irvin was a dear friend of mine.
You know, it's interesting when I think about Hank Aaron. He, you know, there's just certain individuals that you think are going to be around forever. And to me,
exactly
Hank Aaron
right.
was, I, you know, right. I think that's why it hit me so hard this morning, Ralph, is the fact that Hank Aaron was one of these guys that if you told me he lived to be 120, I would buy into that.
Mm-hmm. That's the, I understand exactly what you're saying. But, you know, Phil Negro Pass, Tom Siebel,
right.
Bob Gibson, Dick Allen, man, you just, God got some kind of lineup there, and then he went rich and got LaSorda. He going to have a Hall of Fame manager, too. They're going to be hard to beat, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, 10 Hall of Famers, counting Tommy LaSorda at manager, 10 Hall of Famers passing away over the last 13 months. And you played either with or against a lot of those players that we're talking about.
You're exactly right. I sure did.
All right, let's get some love. How much does Grambling mean to you? They still love you. You're
Grambling
still a legend down there.
Let me tell you, that's my pride and joy. Grambling made me what I am today because I wasn't really, you know, it gave me an opportunity. And it was a wonderful thing, you know. And the college was good. You could work. And it was so much love and care about one another there at Grambling. And Coach Eddie Robinson, you know, he's a legend in football. So he just made everything so good for all of us. Mr. Steinbrenner was one of our biggest supporters. So God has just blessed Grambling in so many ways. I'm just glad to be a part of alumni from Grambling.
So you get the nickname Roadrunner. You became so popular, by the way, with the Braves that they actually worked out an agreement with Warner Brothers cartoons so they could show the Looney Tunes character, the Roadrunner, just because of your baseball talent.
Exactly. Yeah, I've been really blessed, and I ain't got nothing but fond memories of Mr. Aaron. And the man of the boy brought him to be with him. He wanted him too, so I'm really proud of that, but let me tell you, he was some kind of special man. And I don't care where you go or what you do, he will be missed. I remember we went over to Japan together in Sadahata O. So, you know, me and my wife and family, to be Henry Irvin has made, I can't say I give him enough credit for all the wonderful things he did for everybody. It didn't have nothing to do with race, creed, or color. He
right.
loved everybody, and he was a tremendous friend to any and everybody. And he was if he couldn't say nothing good about you, you never was going to hear nothing bad. He was always uplifting and caring in all situations.
You said it great there, right there, and it's almost like this morning I felt a lot of sadness, but right now as I'm talking to you, I am remembering, and not Hank Aaron as the player, but just
right.
the decades since and how much he has meant to so many people, inspired so many folks, and all the contributions as far as his time and efforts in the community, that's what stands out for me personally as far as
exactly
when I think about
right.
Hank Aaron. Hey, Ralph, we got to do this again, hopefully on better
times. I'll be happy to. I'm so glad that you called, and I'm glad I'm able to talk to you. And I'm open all the time because my love is there, and I'm for everybody. He taught Dustin and I the same way. We're not too big and not too little, but we respect everybody. That's what he say.
All my best. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, Ralph, okay?
God bless you and your family, and you be safe. Okay?
Thank you so much. That's the Roadrunner, Ralph Garr, Atlanta Braves legend, teammate of Hank Aaron's. And, you know, it's interesting. You can read about, you know, the Hank Aaron's of the world and stuff, but when you actually have the opportunity to talk to those who got to be his friend, got to be his teammate. And, you know, I was joking when I said that, but seriously, like the Ralph Garrs and the Dusty Bakers, you know, early in their careers like that, you know, Hank Aaron was at, you know, is like 74. He only played one more year, 75. But don't say he was like a father figure, you know, maybe older brother figure, but don't go that direction with father figure. But Hank Aaron will certainly be missed. But at the same time, we won't forget him either.